welcome to Autocast episode 11. We have Grax once again.
Hello.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Good question. I'm good. I just got back from a Ruby conference over in Edinburgh with Asa Kalo and Tekken Suleiman. Those guys should be on here at some point. And it was fascinating. You know, there was a bar. There was a free bar 2 days where they were racking up like tabs of 7 or 8K each night.
Really? This is the kind of stuff that Ruby on Rails people...
Yeah, I got like...
People actually get up to?
Yeah, I got five job offers in 1 weekend.
Nice. So,
it's quite interesting. I think the Ruby and the Rails community around it are just kind of booming right now.
Hmm.
But anyway, let's jump back to what our topics of the day are. So,
Tell us, Rocks. What is today's topic?
I want to talk about the Grax domain and your other interesting project of 1,000. It's 101 things. Yeah,
it's 101 things in 1,001 days.
There we go.
That's right.
The way it works. So wait, let's just start off with the simple one.
All right.
Where can I find your 101 things?
You can find my list at graxdomain.co.uk/101things in 1,001 days.
1,001 days.
I presume you could do a Google search on Grax Domain 101 things, 1,001 days. Oh, I can imagine why that number gets so particularly confused and mixed up.
Yeah, it does get a bit confusing. But I've got it up and running now, so I've got it for reference.
Bang.
So, what is the Day Zero project?
The Day Zero project is a collection of lists of things that people want to do. The general idea, it's a collection of 101 things in 1,001 days projects. And the idea of 101 things in 1,001 days is, simply put, create a list of 101 things that you want to do in 1,001 days, mm-hmm. which is roughly 2.75 years.
Yeah.
I was first introduced to the idea from one of my bloggers, which I read on a frequent basis, and she wrote up her own list of 101 things that she wanted to do, and I thought, hey, why don't I give that a go?
Good call.
And this was before the Day Zero project allowed you to generate and write your own lists.
Yeah.
Through the website itself and store it. So I made my own list and I put it on my own website at the Grax domain. And I started it on the 2nd of August 2009. And my deadline for completing all 101 things is the 28th of April 2012.
Cool. That means you've got about a year now.
Give or take.
You're over halfway. How are you doing?
Oh my God, I have. Oh, thanks for reminding me, also. I didn't realize that it was so close. My God.
Yeah.
Where's this year gone, really? I mean, it was January the last time I checked, I'm sure.
Well, that's your 1.75 years out of the way, anyway.
Indeed.
It does look like you've got quite a lot of it done now. There's a lot marked up.
Yeah, thanks. And the thing is, anyone can generate their own individual list, but I decided to keep mine into categories.
Yeah.
Categories of experience, self-improvement, self-indulgence, things I've been meaning to do for a while, and just some random bits and pieces.
Hey, my spare computer's just had a blue screen of death next to me. That's pretty weird. It's running Windows for Steam.
Nice. That sounds like an old version of it.
Oh, that was the Mac dinging to turn on because it runs Windows.
That is.
I don't want a Windows computer. So I did notice some of these which just seem nigh on impossible.
Like what?
Like eating a cat or a dog. I mean,
it's not impossible. The way I see it is, they eat cats and dogs in Asia.
Or all sorts
of kind of animals. They don't necessarily see pets over there as the same way we see pets as being sacred animals. To them, it's meat is meat. So, you know, if I ever decide to head over there,
yes.
for one reason or another, I shall sample the cuisine.
Okay, so...
I think it's actually...
Go.
one of the items is to eat shark, and I was given the opportunity to eat shark once. Wow. When I was in Argentina. We were walking up and down along the beaches, and we noticed a fisherman. We were just, like, sorting out all his catch of the day.
Yeah.
And one of them was, like, a shark, no more than, like, an arm's length, but it was still a shark. And I was so super excited. I go, wow, that's a shark. I will buy that off you, and I'll eat it.
Yeah.
My friends around me were, like, convincing me not to do it because it'd be like a really stupid idea and weird, small-minded fools. But they promised me that there's a fish restaurant on the same beach that would give you
good shark.
A chance to sample shark.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't. I went to the shark. I went to the shop. I went to the restaurant, and there was no shark. So I was denied. I was denied shark.
Harsh. Harsh. So a lot of these are also travel. So you've got Norway, USA, Pakistan, India. There's one more, if I recall. Yeah, it could be New Year's. And the north of Argentina. It's a bit of a trip. Are you planning like a few weeks out? Or are you just going to...
Half of these were just because my friends happened to be in those individual places. I have a friend in Norway, I have a friend in America, I have a friend in Germany, and etc. So I figured that if it would be a good opportunity for me to actually go out and visit them. Yeah. Like, I visited my friend in Germany a couple of years ago, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the north and south of Argentina was because I'm a bit biased towards Argentina, and I like it. Yeah. I've been there twice, and I do plan to go back there once more at the end of the year. A, to do the north of Argentina, and because to practice my Spanish.
Yeah. Is there one in here for that?
Yeah. One of them is to learn Spanish by the target deadline, and then just to keep learning Spanish for as long as I can.
Mm. That's good. It's a good, healthy one, that one, definitely.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is it's really hard.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I agree.
Think of 101 things that you want to do. And when I was writing this list, I could only generate 20 or 30.
Yeah, just...
So to make up the rest of the numbers, I went to the Day Zero project and... Exactly.
It's interesting. I was talking to a girl earlier that learnt sign language. Sign language is... You get levels of it, so I think there's 1, 2, and 3. So you're... Learn 50 phrases in sign language would just be level 1. Which she said only took about 2 or 3 months just doing it once a week. Now that's definitely something that's worth learning. Because I'd like to learn as well.
Yeah. Sign language, I just find it quite interesting. I like it. I think it's cool to be able to communicate to people without using words, which would be a great, great experience if you're in a nightclub.
Yeah. It's like... The once or twice that my Brazilian friends have been over in Huddersfield or wherever I am in England, so it's been really surreal that I can have this conversation with her or him just completely outside of everyone else, and yet we're sitting right next to them just speaking a completely different language.
Aye.
But I think sign language is also just as good for that. You have to learn less because it's effectively English.
Well, apparently there's different languages with sign language. I've noticed that going on YouTube, there's sign language for English, but there's also sign language for Spanish, I think.
Well, you would learn English sign language anyway. You'd probably learn American sign language more accurately in England. Because when I was in Brazil last, there was a Frenchman that was... He was deaf, and so he was doing sign language in English to a Brazilian who was doing sign language in English. It was like a... They learn sign language in English and their own language.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. So, we've talked about the Grax domain in rough, but what is it?
What's the Grax domain?
Yeah, what's the Grax
domain? The Grax domain is my personal website, which allows me to do whatever I like and just mostly ramble on about... what I feel like at the time, because it's my personal space, and I believe I have a voice which I want other people to hear, whether they want to or not, it's a different matter. So it's just a place for me to actually talk my thoughts and possibly review things and whatever I feel like doing at the time.
So I like your ones, I like your videos when you've got a bit of editing towards them that are usually quite funny. They're my favourites along the rest of them. Usually they're, like, replies to people on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the video thing's quite a new feature, and I originally used to write out my thing, my blogs, in typical text. Mm-hmm. And I figured that, oh, this just takes too long, and I don't get motivated enough to actually write out entire paragraphs. And I thought that, hey, I could do Flash animations at the time, because I was into Flash in that kind of way.
Yeah.
But then I realized that, no, that takes just as long.
That takes longer, probably.
Exactly. You're recording your own voice, then you're trying to get some stock animations, and then you're trying to piece it all together, and it just doesn't work for me because it takes too much time. And I can greatly appreciate various Flash-based websites like Spill.com, mm-hmm. who are a movie review website, and their characters are all Flash animations.
Yeah.
So the reason I went to video, because I figured, well, it's easier for me to talk, and it's easier for me to actually speak my mind on a video camera and then post it on the internet. Quick and simple and easy. Mm-hmm. Except it's not quite so simple and easy, because you're talking all the time, you're constantly making mistakes, you forget your lines, you fluff things up.
Yeah.
And that's only half of it. The other half is you have to edit it together and piece it, and then you can even do video effects if you particularly want. But to me, that's better for the Grex domain, and I'm pleased to be going this particular direction. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got your own particular blog site yourself, haven't you?
At the moment, I've got two. I still need to push everyone over to my new one, but yeah, I used to have blogged at All to the Rocks, but now I've just kind of turned it all into one static site that also has a bloggy feel to it.
I mean, what is your purpose of your website?
Usually to tell people how cool I am.
Yeah. That is what a website is about, right?
Yeah, that pretty much does sum it up. I just use it to make small, interesting rants, or when I've created something to post it on there so I can write some documentation.
So
not everything's on GitHub, basically, but the irony of the point is that it is actually still on GitHub, because GitHub hosts my website.
Hmm.
But no, I don't. I really would be interested at some point into doing quite a bit of video. I've got a really good camera for it.
You really do. I've seen your camera. It blows my mind.
Yeah. And
oh wait, that was your older camera. I don't know if your newer camera does similar kind of things.
Yeah, it's just the same model. It's the sequel to that one.
And what model is that you've got?
The current one is the GF2. The old one is the GF1, but my current one uses the same lens.
I see.
So you get more or less the same quality of everything. Better. It's got two microphones, so instead this time, so it can record on there. Double channels, pow!
But stereo,
Yeah. I was at a jazz band yesterday, and one of the guys, the guitarist in it, was playing with an effect whereby it would just do the and then get really quiet. So
echo.
Yeah, exactly that. And the saxophonist was doing a solo. He kept doing that as well, just to play in the background what he was doing. It's really nice. So let's get back onto your 101, because I was interested in that still.
Yeah, and actually, I have to say, I've been telling lots of people my list of 101 things I want to do, and it's inspiring. It inspires them to go, yeah, actually, I've got a list of 101 things to do I would like to try out. So I encourage anyone who's listening to this particular podcast to go to the Day Zero Project at, what's the URL? dayzeroproject.com. Take a look and see if there's anything that particularly inspires you, because it's a self-improvement thing. It can be.
Yeah, I think the mere act of writing it down and categorizing really helps you to say. And in fact, just as in yours, you're ticking them off as you go along.
Yeah,
people have got. It's like,
although you've got 1 year left to go, and
yeah, I would have liked to see a list, a thing at the top saying, 60 out of 100 done so far.
Yeah, but I'm too lazy for that. I might add that in later on.
What I'd end up doing is just writing another advert website entirely to scratch for it. That seems to be my opinion of almost everything now.
Yeah. Although, I have to admit, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do every single item on this list. I know I set out to actually go and complete all these individual things, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to pay the forfeit. And the forfeit is, for every failed challenge which I have, I will donate £1 to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't, I could be ending up paying, like, about
30-40 quid?
Maybe even more than that if I don't get my act together. Although, this next act, I've been telling people about this next task.
Yeah.
And it's making their eyes particularly water. It's item number 101. Shave or wax all the hair off my body.
Maybe leave the eyebrows.
No. The eyebrows are coming off. I've decided.
Wow.
I've worked it out. What I'm doing this particular challenge, as you can figure out, is I'm going to have more of my body waxed and or shaved for various parts of my body. And the thing is, I'm not doing it just for shits and giggles. I'm doing this for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this is actually a bit of a segue for me to promote my waxing event. Sorry, I hope you don't mind.
Go for it.
But this charity I'm supporting is Leukemia and Lymphoma Research Charity, the only UK charity that's dedicated to the research of these blood cancers. So it's cancers of the blood and the immune system, the blood, bones, and et cetera, et cetera.
And then these specifically?
Why these specific cancers?
You chose the people to do it.
Why did I choose this charity in the end?
Yeah.
It was a dedication to a friend. I know someone who has leukemia, and person doesn't want to particularly mean name, but it's a dedication to that person.
Cool, understandable.
So it's all being set out. April 26th, I'm going to go to the waxing salon and get my entire body waxed. The only parts of I'm going to shave is my head and my eyebrows.
Oh, wow. I think I'm going to shave my hair soon. I might do it at the same time as you, then.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Can we be buddies? Like,
bald buddies.
Bald buddies.
any donations from anyone around the world would be greatly appreciated. I mean, together we can help to get rid of this cancer. And you can go to my donation page at www.waxgrax.co.uk.
I've never heard of this.
Nice and simple. Waxgrax.co.uk. It directs you straight to the donation page.
Okay, cool. So, that's pretty good. Virgin money giving. Cool. Oh, I took that for...
Thanks. And then I'm hoping to coincide the next challenge of number 89, which is to streak, aka run naked in a public place.
Cool.
I haven't quite worked that out yet, so I need someone to video. Oh, that's another thing. With each of these challenges, I'm trying my hardest to record myself doing it in some way, whether it be a photograph or a video, so that there is proof.
Proof.
That I have done these challenges.
That makes sense. What about your dancing ones? In fact, I'd be interested, actually. You've got quite a few kind of self-improvement exercise ones here.
Like, yeah.
You know, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the chin-ups, the chin-ups. 100 chin-ups is... Wow.
Yeah.
Even if you, if you change that to 20, I would still be like, that's pretty wow, man. I struggle to do, like, 3 or 4.
Right. Sounds to me. Hey, all you're doing is just lifting your entire mass up, down, and
directly up. Yeah.
I mean, anyone could do it, surely.
Well, it's only £1 to charity, right?
You talking about? I'm going to do it. I'm going to record myself doing it. Like, just you watch this space.
Maybe, like, the 100 sit-ups is doable, definitely. The push-ups is doable with 2 or 3 weeks' work. Chin-ups, good luck. The vegan one you should definitely do, though. Goat Boy can give you some advice on that.
Goat Boy gives me advice on what?
Being a vegan.
Oh, yeah, that one. Well, that's a piece of cake. All you just do is not eat... Oh, no, wait.
No, it's not literally a... not a piece of cake.
But I'm bumps. No, it's not just eating, not meat. It's not eating anything that's produced from an animal, right? So I can't have egg, I can't have milk.
Butter.
I can't have Well, any dairy products, really.
Yeah. Good boy got kicked out of a cafe in Scotland for asking for toast with no butter.
Really?
Yeah. that would be interesting. I don't know if I could do it. Although, I do eat. No, I eat cheese almost every day.
Yeah.
And it's part of a healthy, balanced diet.
Give or take, meat's good for you, though, in my opinion.
Mm, that's fair enough. Yeah, well, it's full stop. So, you think you're going to do majority of them?
Yeah, I reckon I can do the majority of them. There's lots of them I want to do, ranging from bungee jumping, scuba diving, skydiving, learning particular languages, is losing weight, developing my skills, buying some things for myself, and actually I'm kind of noticing that I'm clearing quite a few of these random stuff, which was quite surprising, really. But then again, I only did, 12 items. And the thing is, once I'm done on the 28th of April 2012, whether I complete all my challenges or not, I was considering doing another one. Just to repeat the pattern.
Yeah.
I do sending out to the public. I choose 10 items from 10 or 15 items for myself.
Yeah.
And then let the general public vote or choose what they think I should do.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Crowdsourcing ideas.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I really like this idea, 101 things to do.
Yeah.
And you should do it too.
Well, maybe at some point. What's your opinion then generally on the fact that you have done this? I mean, you've done it for a year, 1.75 years. Do you feel that you've got a lot out of it?
Yeah, I do. There's a couple of things here which I've done which I would never do normally. Witnessing a summer solstice at Stonehenge, I wouldn't do that normally without a good reason.
Yeah, without an invite from someone that was going and very specifically, but you actually went out of your way to...
Yeah, or getting a cutlass shave from an old school barber, which is a terrible, terrible experience. He wasn't good at all.
Oh, really?
My face was... Nah, it was crap. My face was bleeding for, towards the end of it, and his excuse was something like, the blade wasn't sharp enough, or your face wasn't quite stubbly enough. I don't know. It really, Mac 3 Turbo's not the way to go.
Wow, I'd definitely like to do that myself, so at some point I will, but that's a bit disheartening.
Maybe try and go. I struggled to find a barbershop, to be fair, that would do that kind of thing. Because, no one does it anymore. No one goes to a barbershop to have a shave and a bits. I mean, you can just do it yourself.
Seems understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, so you definitely advise people to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those lists that people should do before they die, only a bit more condensed.
Like a bucket list, but
yeah.
In 2.5 years. That's pretty cool. I think it's pretty interesting. You're right, maybe at some point I should whip one up.
Definitely. I mean, almost every person I've talked to about this idea was pleased, or they found it interesting, or even inspired to make their own list.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I'd like to, maybe I could whip up a quick website for myself. That would probably be a good experiment.
Of that, I have no doubt.
Yeah, maybe after I finish all these podcasts.
Yeah. How do you feel you're doing with all your a podcast every day challenge? Oh no, you didn't do one yesterday because of technical difficulties, but
it's been good. It's really interesting to force yourself to focus at the same time every day to make sure that you're doing something interesting. And it's interesting also because it helps me reflect on who I find interesting and what topics I'd want them to talk about if I got them. So I've just been asking everybody I know if they want to do it. And and I shall get as many interesting people as possible to do it.
Yeah, you've only got another 21 days, is it? I mean, what is the day today?
It's the 10th, yeah.
Yeah, so you got another 21 days. No, 20 days. There's only 30 days in April. 30 days of September, June, and November. Yeah, 30 days.
Well, I have more people that I want to do than that, so I'll probably see how long I can keep it going, maybe weekly or so, just to do one a week at an unpredictable time, but just do something interesting with it.
Yeah,
I think so. There's a lot of interesting people out there, and I know a lot of them. So, I'll give that a whirl. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because...
Awesome. Oh, one last thing I just want to say.
Yeah.
Herbal Viagra, it didn't work out for me. It didn't do nothing. So, let me save you that one item.
I've done that before, man. I'll agree with you there.
It's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want Viagra to work, turn to science.
What, and get just buy it off the internet?
Yep, through science.
Right. Ciao, Grax.
Ciao, ciao.